My darling, the carriage awaits. The Duchess herself will be there. But what if he's already in the ballroom, waiting?
Sorry, are we getting off here?
Huh? Oh, no. Next stop.
Lose yourself in a thrilling romanticy story. Think again. Take the train with Southeastern. Choose from our range of tickets. Buy direct from us and pay no booking fees.
Southeastern.
Jeremy, Katie and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, the good news is it's going to be a hot, hot day. My God, Josh, you're an idiot. You walked in with a jacket today. What are you doing walking in with a jacket? It's already like 80 degrees out.
I felt so stupid. So normally, like, our office really is like 40 degrees, and Katie and I sit directly under the vent, and the air kicks on around, I don't know, Katie, what, like 6:30 usually?
It's like a jet engine in here.
Yeah, and we all hear it and feel it, and we get freezing throughout the day. So I just popped that jacket on in the morning, kind of out of habit.
Same.
And I walked out my front door this morning, and I was like, yo.
I was like sweating instantly. I was like, what is happening out here?
It was already like 78 degrees walking out of my house, and I was like, oh, okay, I feel stupid. And then I walked past you guys, these huge bay windows that we have. Looking at you guys in my green, you know, winter coat, and Jeremy was just shaking his head at me like, what are you doing?
I'm already pitting out in here.
Yeah.
This guy's got a jacket on.
Yeah. It was stupid. I agree. It was stupid. And I took it right off, and Katie's looking at me, and she's like doing this with her shirt like, I'm hot already.
It's
I'm like,
so
I know.
Hot.
I'm wearing a winter coat, Katie. I feel you.
Stinky day in a lot of offices around
the studio.
I think it's the hottest day of the year, right?
It's so far.
It's 96 today.
Yep. Yeah. Hottest day.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Slather on the deodorant before you put on that pantsuit today, all right? And enjoy a hot, hot day in the city. Josh went to a movie last night. What'd you go see?
We saw the new movie Obsession that everybody is talking about.
Which one's that one? I'm not talking about it.
So it is that movie that really had, I think, like a $700,000 budget or something. Ooh. Really, really cheap. And apparently it was just the greatest thing to hit theaters this summer, beating out other movies.
Why didn't you go see He-Man?
Well, that's later this week, so don't worry. It's
okay,
coming.
Good.
Uncomfortable movie, to say the least. It is one of those movies about a couple where, I don't want to give too many spoiler alerts, but the girlfriend is obsessed, you know, rightfully named, with the boyfriend. And to the point where anybody that even looks her boyfriend's way is potentially in danger of their lives. Uncomfortable movie to go see with your girlfriend, let me tell you. Really odd, weird movie.
You think
movie.
She's crazy? She's going to go after people if they look at you?
Oh, heavens no. But it's just one of those things that you go see with your significant other and you're like, what is going on here? And on top of that, like, it's a horror movie, okay? So it is a horror, creepy, keep you on the edge of your seat movie.
Ooh.
But I don't know if the movie theater did this on purpose or not. It was so hot in there. Like, I had sweat dripping down my back while I was there. And then you also just have, like, the nervous sweats because it's a movie that keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
And it was awkward and weird. And it's not the movie where it's, like, you know, ghosts and ghouls scary. It was, like,
psychological.
Movie. Yes. And then also the jump scare, which I was expecting for an hour and 45 minutes yesterday.
The intensity.
Did you scream like a little girl?
Uncomfortable. Only once.
Is that why you're uncomfortable with your girlfriend in there?
Because I screamed like a little girl and she got the ick. Kind of. It was just a weird,
how did
scary
it end?
Movie.
How did it end?
You just want to say that on the
Do you want me to say it?
No,
yeah,
absolutely
I want to know how
not.
It ended.
No.
Nobody's
say
seeing
that.
This movie.
No,
literally
so
everybody died.
Literally
movie.
Everybody
finally,
died.
Finally, one of the movies where, you know, you can go, everybody died, and it ruins them. No,
everybody
died.
Right.
Everybody. It was horrendous.
Like I don't want to see that movie.
You should have saw He-Man.
Oh, 100%.
Only Skeletor dies.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Spoiler alert.
It was horrible, and I hated every second of it. And I went on the recommendation of my so-called best friend, Nate. Nate said, you gotta go see this movie, dude. It's amazing. So I go thinking like, oh, I trust my buddy's recommendation, who I've known for well over a decade. I called him afterwards and I was like, I am never listening to a movie recommendation from you again. And
you
he
wrong.
Burst out laughing. He goes, you actually went and saw it? And I was like, yes,
oh,
I actually went and
I
saw
told
it.
You I don't trust that guy.
No,
I don't trust
funny.
Him
He's shady
either.
Nate.
He is, shady man.
And
I was
side
so
note,
upset.
Though, this is another one of those reasons why I don't really go to a lot of movies because the if you start thinking about how many people sit in those seats, you know, and then there's you in there on a hot day, the heat's on and you're sweating and you're sitting on those seats, like how many people before you have sat there and sweated? This is why I'm a bit of a germaphobe when it comes to the movies.
I didn't even think of that, and now that grosses me out. Like, there was a movie that was walking out right before we went in.
And
you
they
know?
Were hot, and you sat in somebody else's sweat.
Oh, I wonder how many times they wipe down the seats,
They
too.
Don't.
I yeah,
don't.
Oh, just
they don't?
Them, I've only seen them, like, clean out the theater, like the floor and,
at
you
the
know,
end of the night,
things,
right?
Trash on the ground. Like,
no wiping.
I've never seen anyone wipe down a seat.
Would it be weird if I walked in with, like, a can of Lysol to the theater and sprayed my seat down and pulled out my Lysol wipes, you know, and wipe the seat
like,
down.
Excuse me, pardon me. Let me just get
Sorry,
the armrest,
the previous
please.
Guy was very large and sweaty.
I think you may have started a thing because I want to do that now. Like,
it was
I'm gonna
so
do
gross.
Like, theaters were like hotbeds for lice.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, if you think about it. Those ones with the high backs that are cloth and then everybody... You got 10,000 people putting their heads right there on the back.
You got to have a lot of lice.
That's
for it
a
to
horror
just
movie.
Build a community in that your theater is... chair, though.
Yep.
Like,
hey,
that's a lot of lice.
Have you looked around at the public lately? All right, it's time for some sports. The New York Post is claiming that single people everywhere are flocking to the cities that are hosting World Cup games, looking for sexy, rich, eligible, and international soccer diehards to woo.
Yes. Yeah. You got to look outside of the States lately is what I'm thinking. So this is perfect.
33-year-old woman said the dating pool just expanded so much more. She's looking to catch the eye of a handsome man traveling here for the games. Or maybe even one of the athletes, she says.
Yeah.
She's not putting all of her eggs in one basket. She did say that she is shelling out thousands of dollars to hit up games in Philly, Kansas City, Boston, Dallas. Anywhere there's going to be a bunch of single international eligible dudes.
She's going to find
You're
her
that
a man.
Desperate? Dang, thousands
I know, right?
of dollars.
Well, this says the World Cup is bringing in about 6.5 million travelers. So that's going right. to be a lot more people to meet. And that's a lot more... STDs to spread around, I guarantee you that.
Not only that, but people know that those people are coming into town for a good time, and
yeah,
they're like,
they
hey,
are.
I'm looking for a good time,
That's
too,
what it is.
So.
Is it a good time or a relationship?
Well, like, I feel like...
You never
like,
know it'll blossom,
no,
right?
This, I feel like this is definitely just an excuse to go out there and have fun, yeah. and then you're going to go thousands of miles away from me, so of course this can't work. This is everybody's just very basic hookup, and everyone's okay with
this
it,
This is just
right?
smash-tastic,
yeah.
is all this is?
Yeah.
Be safe, otherwise you're going to get that call from across the country.
I know.
Hey.
From
across the world.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. This one woman is saying, it's such an exciting time for us girlies. I've been updating my profile with new summertime pictures, photos of me within my Team USA jerseys on, Team Mexico soccer jerseys on, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, a lot of smashing going on. That's nice.
Right.
Katie, go get it done. You're looking
hey.
For a... hot international man, aren't you?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Kansas City's not that far away.
Well, yeah, you should go.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
we got to get you a car first. Katie know, needs a car. If anybody
I've got
has
a few
car,
things I need to do before I just, you know, take another vacation. So I'll just hang out here.
All right. Josh, what you got?
All right. Well, like you just said, there are about 6.5 million people coming from across the world just to watch these matches that have been so exciting so far. And as you can guess, a lot of those people are hitting the bars, or as they like to call it, the pub.
Mm-hmm.
They're hitting the pub there. And a woman named Kaylee out of Boston, she said that it has absolutely skyrocketed her tips and her income now. And she says, it is something that I did not think would come to me. She says she's worked at a bar for about 5 years, and the surge came as all these international fans descended on the city for tournament matches, and it has been an unexpected welcome surprise for her.
I thought I'd make a video about how much I made today thanks to the World Cup. My credit card tips were $464. So for cash, I made $486. That brings me to $950. I know people are complaining about the World Cup being in the U.S., but as a girly who bartends in Boston, I am not complaining. Shout out to Scotland. They were most of my customers today.
Jeremy, do you have anything to say about what she sounded like?
I'm on my tipping journey.
That is what I thought of
the
right
whole
when
time.
I heard that. That
well,
is how you have talked about the...
The J journey.
Journey girls.
Bartender woman.
Yeah. You guys want to do some shots? Are you on your shot journey while you're in town?
Look, it is really exciting for her. She only worked for about 7 hours yesterday, and she said making $1,000 in 7 hours, it is helping everybody out. It is an economic boom.
Sure is.
To every city that is out there. So shout out to Kaylee and all the other people working very hard, because that is really busy. And it's probably really cool to be able to see so many different people from different countries and different worlds and kind of get a taste of their culture. You know? I love that. Plus, $1,000 at the end of the day.
Well, the international folks are opening up their wallets, so it's
you love
nice.
It.
It's nice.
You love
it. There you go, guys. There's your sports! Sports journey on Mix 100.
You guys are ready for this. It's JKJ's Mile High Hype
on Mix 100.
That's all brought to you by Int Credit Union. They're becoming Wings Credit Union. New name, same great credit union. Does anybody know where Katie is?
Katie
went to the bathroom and never came back.
Is she okay? We don't have anybody to send to her. Hello?
Katie? Well, I guess we'll get into it. I don't know what we're going to do with the local stuff. We'll see if she pops back in here. New York City Mayor, what's his name?
Mamdani, I think.
Remember the Zohan?
No.
I don't know. I guess he inadvertently revealed something that we've all kind of been speculating for a few months. What have we been speculating is coming to New York City?
Well, we think a massive wedding, right?
Well, I guess he was doing some sort of interview talking about all the big things coming to New York City, and he said this.
We are the biggest city in the country. We are used to big events, and we are incredibly excited for this one. We know it coincides with the Knicks finals run. We know it coincides with July 4th, America 250, Taylor Swift's wedding all happening at the same time, and we are so excited to welcome the world here.
Oh, whoopsie daisy.
Did you let it slip?
Whoopsie daisy. Yeah, so it sounds like the big Tay-Tay wedding is coming to New York City. I wonder if he was supposed to say that.
I know, that's like, did she like give him the okay for that, or did he just kind of completely...
Was there a harshly worded letter from Tay-Tay?
The cart before the horse there. He got uninvited.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. Tom Holland confirms that he and Zendaya are married.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's kind of something we all knew, though, right? I mean, like, worst kept secret.
Yeah. Well, because they were wearing their rings.
Yeah,
she had
her wedding ring on in multiple interviews.
Yeah.
But they're an adorable couple.
Yeah.
Like, I love them, so good for them.
Congratulations.
Same. I'm so excited. Shrek 5 is coming out. Ugh. Do we need another Shrek?
Can I say something about this?
Yeah.
There are, like, leaked pictures all over X of what Shrek now looks like. And it's almost like animation has gotten too good to where he doesn't look... I don't want to say real as an ogre, but like he does, it's not believable anymore. He looks like he has Botox. The new Shrek looks like he got his face.
I watched the trailer
kind of
this morning for the new one. I didn't see that at all.
I did not like the way he looks. He's got bushier eyebrows just to make him look more realistic. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Like a realistic ogre? That's funny.
And I didn't like that at all.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
I know. I'm bummed. I'm sorry. I like the Shrek
franchise.
Listen,
you don't have to go see it. Oh. You really don't have to.
Okay.
And then one final thing. I forgot. This Sunday is... freaking Father's Day. Did anybody know that? Whoops. I didn't even know.
I'm desperately looking for something.
Yeah,
for
I have no idea what to give it.
And it's so tough because my dad's birthday is a day after.
Oh,
like, is it the thing where you just double up on one day or get him two separate things?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. The thing about Father's Day this year is it lines up with the summer solstice. Most daylight of any day of the year. Anyway, so I pulled this.
Sunday! Father's Day and the summer solstice collide in one massive celebration.
It's the longest day of the year.
Watch Dad as he absorbs maximum daylight with minimum effort.
No mowing the lawn.
No doing chores.
Let him drink beer and eat fried foods.
Yeah. And make absolutely no plans whatsoever.
The sun may reach its highest point in the sky, but Dad's feet will reach their highest point in the recliner.
It's the summer solstice.
It's Father's Day.
Sunday.
There's your reminder. Get Dad something. I'm with you, though, buddy. I have no idea what to get my dad.
It's just like, what do you get a man that has everything? I mean, like, a card again. Am I still young enough to give him the handwritten card and it's cute?
I wish you would make one out of cardboard or construction paper.
I do the macaroni.
Fold it in half.
He'll love it. He'll love it.
What you got locally, Katie?
Okay, so we have the first ever Mess Fest coming to the Children's Museum, and this is so neat. I love that they're doing it. It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and kids, really, they get to just play in a lot of different fun stuff. So each day has its own theme. Like Friday, they get to dive headfirst into glorious goo.
I love that.
Yeah, and then Saturday, it is party with paint, and then Sunday, they have squishy shaving cream fun for all the kids. So admission to
Sounds
the museum.
Like club night.
Well, I think it's just fun because it's a sensory thing, right? So it's kids, they're all about that with the squishies and everything
totally.
Now. So this is a way for them to get out there and enjoy that kind of stuff, but be playing in it. So it's a little bit more, you know, outside the box thinking. They're not just sitting on a chair with their fidget toy.
Yeah.
They're actually playing in it. And I love it. So admission into the museum gets you into these fun events. And then members, you get in for free. So they've even got a kid wash at the end. So you
hose
can,
them down.
Yeah, rinse off your little baby Nana and then wrap them in a towel and get them in the car. So I do love that part. And then that is, again, all this weekend at the Children's Museum. We have this new hot box sauna officially bringing its first U.S. outdoor sauna village to Denver. So this company, the Hot Box Sauna Company, they're a Dublin-based setup, right? So they have these hot box saunas all over the world.
Does hot box mean something different there?
No. This is just a
is
sauna.
Like a hot pocket?
No, it's like a village. So it's a bunch of different saunas in a location, and you can like spend your whole day there. Kind of like our hot springs, but with saunas. No, it's not a naked. It's not a naked thing.
I'm out.
But they, again, it's all around the world and based in Dublin, but this is the first one they're bringing to the United States, and it is right here in Denver. So that's going to be located off South Broadway, and then they will have their authentic Nordic Irish sauna and cold plunge experience right here in Colorado.
You don't want to be naked for that one.
You don't want to be. No.
People will point. People will point and laugh.
They will. Yeah, I'll be one of those people laughing. So yeah, absolutely. And then USA, they did a write-up about the cities that spend the most on OnlyFans.
All right.
Yeah, they're really into it in the ATL where the players play. $26 million in 2025 is how much they spent. And they did it per capita, so it was like per 10,000 people, how much are you spending? But still far and away, Atlanta coming in at number one. Denver falling at number 7 on this list of 167 cities. Dang, guys. No wonder it's so expensive to live here. You're spending all your
stuff for free?
Money on virtual love. I know. Just over $21 million in 2025 is what they spent in Denver for OnlyFans.
Still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And then even, like, again, if you're like, well, that's Denver, right? Of course, Denver. No, Colorado, when they broke it down by state, Colorado was number 4.
We're number 4. We love butts and stuff.
Even worse for the whole state.
We love butts and stuff.
But, yeah,
I swear she really likes me.
It's quite funny if you look at just like what they spend it on, what people are not only spending it on, but what they're sacrificing to spend it on OnlyFans, because it is a demographic, right? It's a demographic of men and women who are spending their money on OnlyFans. But a list we probably didn't want to end up on. We are there. And then do you want one more? Just because we've got a little time here. We've got Keanu Reeves' band coming to Denver. This is like he's not here for an interview or a movie or anything. Dogstar is coming. And not only that, but I believe they're playing Summit Music Hall in September. So they're not even coming to like Ball Arena or anything. They're literally coming to Summit. But hands down, Keanu Reeves is described as one of the most down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet. And so a lot of people are excited that he came back to be in this band because they broke up in like 2002, but the members would jam together throughout the years until the pandemic. But then when quarantine happened, it brought them all back together. And then in 2022, they announced on Instagram, "We back!"
I'd go
along
see
with Keanu.
Yeah, they were on Only Jams.
That's funny. There you go.